Earlier this year, a national study by the Society of Actuaries made a big splash. It predicted insurers will pay a third more once the Affordable Care Act is fully implemented. Some of that would likely be passed on to consumers. This isn't the only group watching rates and making predictions. Steve Zalesnik is with the National Health Research Organization that tracks premiums.
It's hard to say as an absolute rule that anybody's crystal ball is perfect about where the rates are going to go, but it is something that's very important to keep an eye on.
A snapshot of rates from February to May of this year shows rates are holding steady so far. Premiums for individual policies increased 1.2% nationally. However, in Wisconsin, the increase was 5.4%. One insurer, Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield, pushed the state's average up by boosting individual and family premiums nearly 10%. The information comes from the health research website HealthPocket. Zalesnik says it's designed to help consumers select and rank health plans.
We've done a lot of research on consumer views, and not surprisingly, the level of premiums will drive very significantly people's selection of health plans and satisfaction with the health reform law.
The majority of changes under the Affordable Care Act occur in 2014. People will be required to buy insurance if they don't get it through work. Subsidies will be available, and online marketplaces are scheduled to be operating so people can choose private health coverage. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.